I would like to focus this retreat on the subject of surrender. Looking at it from many different angles. But before I move properly to that subject, as usual, at the beginning of the retreat, I would like to advise you to verify again your the quality of your pure subjectivity of your inner state, of your inner realization. For that, you need to, as you go along the path, you need to master the art of verification based on your inner experience and all the different tools that have been given to you. Since the last retreat, have you progressed or have you regressed? Were you able to deepen your inner realization? Have you been empowering your light? The true light cannot be seen because the true light is self, itself. You are that light, but that light is evolving, growing, expanding. As you are, you which is the individualized self, which we call the soul. Each state of realization has its energetic dimension. That energetic dimension is the home for consciousness. So each center of consciousness has its own home. But it does not exist in isolation from the other homes, from the other centers, energetic states, in which different centers of me has been awakened. It's all interconnected. Each of these energetic states has to be perfected. And this perfecting is a combination of the proper awakening of that particular dimension and surrender. But even if that particular dimension of consciousness, and not just consciousness, but also being and heart, have been awakened, it still needs to be nurtured. That's why we always say that you are the guardian of your soul. So there is, aside from an actual awakening, we are in constant dynamic relationship with our pure subjectivity, based on recognition, based on embodiment, based on surrender. Whatever realization you experience, you need to have a sense of empowerment. A great weight of identity has to be shifted into all these centers that you have awakened. Because you also exist in relative consciousness, linked to your mind and personality. You need to maintain the proper balance, equilibrium, between how you embody your soul and how you engage in that human relative dimension. Because if you lose that balance, the subconscious energies from your personality will infuse themselves with your pure subjectivity, disturbing the purity of how you experience yourself as that exclusive true self that you are. So if you fail to embody your pure subjectivity, you open the door for the subconscious to intermingle with your soul. Such as now, if you embody your pure subjectivity, can you as well identify the different subconscious elements that are coexisting with your pure subjectivity? Mental, emotional energies, psychological moods. The subconscious fogginess or lethargy. Even though the personality is technically not active in your meditation, the subconscious layers of that personality are present. And it's crucial that you renounce, first of all, that habitual identification with that subconscious, because all these subconscious layers drawn from personality, which intermingle with your pure subjectivity, are not simply objectively present, even though they may. The majority of them are present because you are unconsciously feeding them through unconscious identification with them. In that mix of these subconscious energies, elements, moods, emotional states, actually creates its own sense of self, which overlaps your soul, the purity of your experience of yourself. So you need to cut that identification. And then the majority of these energies will by themselves disappear, because on a deeper level they are non-existent, or they cannot exist by themselves. And the other portion of these energies, which has already created its own energetic dimension, meaning it is relatively, objectively present, will gradually dissolve through a combination of you not being identified with these energies and shifting the weight of identity to your pure subjectivity, which is empowering your light. Empowering your light transforms your experience of yourself, radically increasing the level of your well-being as the soul. Regular people often ask the question whether meditation makes one more happy, or whether through spiritual evolution one has become more happy. But their concept of happiness is entirely confined to their personality, to the psychological. For them, happiness is a psychological state. But how does the soul experiences happiness? Well, it is entirely different. So different that it cannot even be communicated to regular people. A profound state of well-being, bliss, freedom. Rest. There are no words to describe it, because all the words that we know are being based on how they evolved in the context of psychological dimension. How that ego, self, identified with mind and personality, translates the meaning of these terms. What does it mean to be happy? If there's no personality, how the self is happy. That is the primal, original happiness of the self who is alone. Filled with himself, with his light, with his bliss, so you are the protector of your light. Awakening your light first, deepening the energetic dimension of your light, perfecting it, and then nurturing it through constant remembrance, recognition, embodiment, while guarding the personality threshold. Because even though we do exist in these two realms, the realm of pure subjectivity and our human reality, and the both are naturally they constitute our existence, our primary existence is in the soul. And for that to be possible, we do need to renounce a great deal of identification with regular human consciousness. The concept of renunciation has always been part of the spiritual path or spiritual teachings, but it has been misinterpreted or misguided, and it has to be seen in the proper light what it actually means. Naturally, you need to be fully human, because human is the outer layer of the soul, it's part of the soul, but it is more relative in its nature. But that idea to be fully human should not be confused with the assumption that you need to be completely identified with the human. The human in order to maintain the correct balance between the soul and the human, should be experienced as your secondary nature, as the outer layer of you, as your external expression, external dimension of yourself. In other words, you should always unquestionably feel the majority of the weight of your identity in your pure subjectivity. Because if you don't, you drift too much into your personality, weakening your light and opening the door for the subconscious to enter your soul. You need to be vigilant in your self-verification. It should be happening naturally by itself. It's not about excessive checking your inner experience, but being in touch with your inner experience, constantly feeling its texture, its quality. So if you lose that quality of perfection, you immediately catch it and then correct it, plus identifying the reason why it has happened or is happening. So that verification, I would call it a natural verification, is something ongoing. It's part of recognition of yourself. Not something which is apart from recognition, but embedded in recognition. That constant recognition and constant verification and the devotion to maintaining the perfection in your soul is indivisible from walking the path. And serving your true self in this dimension of forgetfulness and ignorance, where nobody knows who they are. So you need to gather that, you need to awaken that devotion and gather the strength, the dedication to serve your soul from within yourself. That is your primary responsibility. And the fundamental test whether you deserve, whether you are worthy to be your soul. Whether you are worthy to cross that bridge that divides humans from their higher self. Peasants from nobility. Because to be a soul is to claim back your nobility. In the dimension of light.